More Than Millions, a Matt Foggy fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt comes into his inheritance and refuses to take it. Foggy comforts him. If there's one thing he'll never do, it's abandon Matt Murdock. Christmas was coming. Foggy could feel the change in the air. It was cold for one thing. There were drunk college students caroling door to door down the hall for another thing. He got it. They were excited for winter break. Everybody was, and the Christmas spirit was kind of infectious. He was looking forward to spending time with his family over the holiday season. But there were exams to sit before them, not to mention packing to be done and Christmas presents to buy. He still didn't know what he was going to get for Matt, or even how to tell him that his mom was making him his very own Christmas sweater. It was a Nelson family tradition, and something Foggy was pretty sure wasn't a done thing when you'd only been dating someone for 5 weeks. Although, neither was inviting them to spend Christmas with your family, and he'd done that already. Maybe he and Matt just weren't destined to be the most conventional couple in the world. That was fine, because it worked for them. They were happy together, and Foggy wanted things to stay that way, ideally forever. He unlocked the door to the dorm room and stepped inside, sighing contentedly as a wave of warmth enveloped him. Matt had the radiator going and was deep into his evening revision. He had his noise-canceling headphones on, his eyes were closed, and an open packet of M&Ms was spilling onto his desk in a multicolored pool of red, orange, green, blue, yellow, and dark, chocolatey brown. Foggy grinned and shut the door behind him, rummaging through his backpack for the mail he'd collected from the post office. He remembered seeing Matt's name on at least one envelope. The others were Christmas cards from his relatives for the most part, who would see him on Christmas Day, but delighted in sending cards to him nonetheless. Christmas joy was best when shared after all. He located the letter after some rummaging and smoothed the envelope out, noticing that it had been forwarded from St. Agnes by a Mrs. Maggie Grace. He set it on Matt's desk for him, and his roommate gave a little start and sat up properly, removing his headphones and running a hand through his hair. Foggy grinned when Matt reached for him, drawing him to his side and curling an arm around his middle. He loved how affectionate he was lately. It had taken a few months for Matt to really let his guard down around him and let him in. Now that he had, he was much freer with himself, at least around Foggy. His secrets were safe with him, up to and including superhearing, which had been a bit of a surprise, but Foggy was totally cool with it now that he'd had time to get used to it. "You've got a letter here from M&R Credit Union," he murmured, sipping the official-looking white envelope. Matt frowned. "That's not my bank." "Do you want me to open it?" asked Foggy, looking suspiciously at the envelope. "Are you sure it's not a mistake?" said Matt, picking up the envelope and putting it in Foggy's hand. Foggy opened it with his finger and withdrew two sheets of paper that he unfolded and quickly skimmed. "It mentions you as the account holder, Matthew Murdock," he said, convinced that the letter and the account it referenced were legitimate. "It's a trust account. I suppose now that you're 21, it's yours. Maybe your dad set it up." Matt stiffened almost immediately at the mention of his father and Foggy grimaced. He knew how Jack Murdock met his end, of course. Matt had told him about his dad just the one time, when he'd been particularly drunk and vulnerable. Foggy usually tried not to bring Jack up out of respect for Matt's feelings about his dad's choice towards the end of his life. "Is there anything that says when the last deposit was made?" asked Matt, his voice shaking slightly, as if he knew, or suspected, what the letter contained. Yeah, hang on, there's the second page," said Foggy, frowning as he searched for the details Matt was hoping for. "November 12th, 1994. "Throw it out," Matt croaked, letting his arm fall from Foggy's waist and shoving his chair back from his desk. "What?" exclaimed Foggy, staring at him in shock as Matt stood up, looking very much like he wanted to storm out. "Babe, there's a lot of zeros here. You could buy your own place, or a yacht. There's an idea." "I don't want it, Foggy," Matt insisted, dashing the tears from his cheeks that had evidently fallen against his will. "Why not?" asked Foggy, but Matt just shook his head. It bothers him. Less the money than the source, Foggy suspected. This was the money from Jack Murdock's last fight, held in trust for his only son until he turned 21. Its existence revealed just in time to destroy Matt all over again. Foggy sighed and looked at his boyfriend, noticing the tiny tremors that rippled through his frame. Matt was shaking, though from anger and more powerful emotions than from cold. It's why my dad died. Money, said Matt, his tone bitter. I would rather we'd be poor and had nothing if I'd had him. I wouldn't have cared. I just wanted my dad. You have no idea how much I hated myself for it, for pushing him to win. That's blood money, is what it is. It's money he got from double-crossing the kitchen Irish, and I don't want anything to do with it. Okay? Foggy nodded, a painful lump rising in his throat at the sight of Matt so hurt and vulnerable. It's a lot of money, that's all, and your dad wanted you to have it. Matt gave a bitter laugh and said, yeah, well, if he'd stopped to ask what I wanted, he'd still be here. Matt. Foggy sighed. I'm not taking that money, Foggy. Matt stated flatly. I know. I'm not pushing for that. Foggy said quickly. Can I give you a hug? Matt actually smiled as he said, just one. Foggy fully intended to capitalize on that one hug. He was an opportunist, and he'd been studying law long enough to recognize a good loophole when he found one. He crossed the room, closing the distance between himself and Matt and drawing him into a fierce hug that was at least 9 Mississippis longer than usual. Matt gave a weak chuckle as if he'd expected nothing less from him. Are you gonna be okay? Asked Foggy. Stepping back and breaking the hug, Matt's ledger crumpled in his hand. I am, said Matt, giving him a small smile. I've got you, right? Always, Foggy declared, hugging him again. I mean that. I wouldn't walk away from you for anything. Not for money, not that anyone's offering me millions or anything anyway. But even if they did, I'd still choose you. You mean that? Said Matt, his tone uncertain, filled with heartache. Tell me I'm lying, Foggy said obstinately. You'd know, right? I would, Matt agreed, looking a little amused. And, said Foggy, resting his head against Matt's chest to hear his heartbeat, since Matt was listening to his heart already. You're not, Matt confirmed with a self-satisfied little smile. I love you, Matt, Foggy said quietly. That's never changing. I know. I can hear it, Matt declared, and Foggy nodded, satisfied with that. He let the letter from the bank drift to the floor and held onto Matt instead. He was worth more than money, more than millions, more than anything in the entire world. He was never going to bail on him. He'd never walk away, and if Matt needed to be told that a few more times, that was fine. He wasn't going anywhere.